So, you want to build a VLJ? What surprises await you? I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. At this week's 61st annual NBAA show and convention in Orlando, a panel of four very light jet manufacturers convened to answer questions from moderator Mike Nichols, and later from audience members, about the state of their industry segment. Mike did his best to try and get past the stuff we've all read in the press releases, and at times he succeeded. The panel, in order of first appearance today, included Rick Schrammick of Epic Aircraft, Michael McConnell of Eclipse Aviation, Jack Brawley of AAI Acquisition, and Claudio Camilleri of Embraer.
Toss it to anybody who'd like to answer this question on the panel, if anybody would like to answer this question. Is there anything remarkable that has surprised you with respect to either your aircraft, your customers, the certification process, the business aspect of manufacturing, anything that you'd like to share?
I'll field that one. Certainly, I came out of high tech and before that medicine. When I started the business, I was either going to do an exotic carbon fiber car and an aircraft. I chose the aircraft. I don't know as I would make that choice again. So the single thing that has really gotten me is the difficulty, the incredible, I've dealt with the FDA before, I've dealt with the DOT before, but the difficulty in dealing with the regulatory bodies, the difficulty in dealing in different regions of not only the country, but different regions and regulatory bodies around the world, that I had no idea. I certainly believed that building aircraft was, a lot of people do it. How hard can it be? It's not rocket science. It's hard. Not very many people do it. And it is really expensive. So I'd say that's the biggest thing is the difficulty of doing it. The customers are not surprising. I was and I am a customer of that type of of the category of aircraft that we do. So I think understanding the customer and building an aircraft that hits the market segment, I think this new generation aircraft, whether it's turboprop or turbofan, it really is a market just waiting to be serviced. You know, there are very old airplanes that are flying around that owner operators are flying, and even air taxis. So I think the market is very vibrant. It's just really difficult and really expensive.
Anybody else like to answer that one?
Ditto. It is. You go into it with very experienced people. As Eclipse started, we were often called an inexperienced company, which we often took great offense because we were a young company, we were a new company, but we did not have inexperienced people, and there's a difference. And so you go into it and you hire experienced people that have done this before, and it's still difficult. You come to a point, you know, we have a mantra for some of us that have been there is never, never give up. And I think that's part of how we look at it. Another thing that's interesting and yet is surprising is I don't know if we should be surprised, but I would say the passion of our customers. Our customers have waited a very long time in regard to Eclipse, and they have been there and stuck with us. And often I can only tell you that. It's a shameless plug, but they love the product, and that's what they tell us. And so that often goes a long way. We have a man that I have gotten to be friends with. He's a customer. He's a very senior marketing person with a top Fortune 10 company, and he's a pilot, retired now. And I got to know him because he made a post on our customer website, and he said, "I love the product. I hate the company." And if something just doesn't rip at you and say, "We've got to fix this," and the way that we went about it and said, "I'm with you. I love your product. I want you guys to succeed." I think that's sometimes surprising on how passionate our customers are and how much they want us to succeed. I'll tell you a thing that's not surprising is the demand, the overall demand for economical private jet travel, because all the forecast that we put together, all the forecasts that others put together, shows this is incremental demand. This is what's called induced demand, not to be real academic or pedantic, but that means that it is not a zero-sum game. Cirrus taught us this when Cirrus brought their airplane out and the market grew. And so the interesting phenomena that we are all seeing and experience is this is indeed induced demand, because there are products today that can introduce private jet travel to those who may never have thought they could have that. And so that's not surprising. It may be surprising to the pundits. It may be surprising to the people that do forecast for a living. I think they do. But that demand is truly there, and we're seeing it. I think all of us would attest to that, independent of the current market situations, which are certainly, again, which are uncertain. We have proved, all of us, and certainly Eclipse, as we started this journey back 8 years ago, have proved that if you price it, they will come. There's an old saying at Walmart, says if you price them cheap or stack them deep. That idea of price elasticity is alive and well, even at the million, $2 million, $3 million mark.
I think your question was, has anything surprised me? And as many of you know, I've been around this industry for at least 40 years. I don't think there's anything that surprises me anymore. we often joke that there are no new problems in this business. It's the same old ones over and over again, kind of a variation on that. But no, so far there hasn't been anything that surprises me about what we're doing.
I will not talk about something that surprised us, but I will talk about something that surprised our customers. This NBAA is the first time that we are displaying both the Phenom 100 and 300 to the general public here in the U.S. And last night we had a customer reception at Orlando International. And it was amazing to see how our customers were surprised by seeing the airplanes there and seeing them calling their friends and say, hey, man, you got to come here and see this airplane. It's amazing.
We'll be back for more from NBAA's VLJ panel in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News. Do you feel stimulated? Hey, that's why Congress passed the Economic Stimulus Act of 2008, so loyal Americans like yourself would feel stimulated to help rev up the economy by spending money on important stuff like new Garmin avionics. We're talking potential tax incentives, bonus depreciation up to 50% in first-year cost allowances for qualified business use equipment purchases. See your tax advisor for guidance and your Garmin dealer for one whale of a stimulus package. It's almost like your patriotic duty, huh? Garmin, follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature and our excerpt from Monday's VLJ panel at NBAA 2008 in Orlando. Our panelists are Rick Schrammick of Epic Aircraft, Michael McConnell of Eclipse Aviation, Jack Brawley of AAI Acquisition, and Claudio Camilleri of Embraer. The moderator is NBAA's Mike Nichols.
Now here's the opportunity for you to do a shameless plug for your products. In your opinion, what makes your aircraft the best for your target market? Jack, I know you're not selling aircraft right now, but we'll start with you.
Well, one of the things, obviously, is that our aircraft is the only very light jet that's being manufactured out of graphite, except for my friends down here. We're both struggling to get to the market first. So I'm not sure who's going to get there, but we think that's some real advantages. In the in the manufacturing area. The performance of these airplanes are all very similar. We know you have lots of choices. The avionics packages are all similar. So I think part of it is roominess and comfort and so forth. Like I said, performance isn't going to be that different. I guess we're using a Williams engine. I know these two guys are not. But the engine manufacturers are all good. The avionics manufacturers are all good. And so it's aerodynamics. By using graphite, we're able to have a lighter airframe and maybe get a little better performance with the size of the engines we have.
On the Phenoms, I would say that this is true for all our active jet products. One thing that we pay a lot of attention on the products is passenger comfort, the size of the cabin. All our products, they compete very well to their direct competitors in this aspect. The Phenom 100 is the very light jet with the largest cabin, with the best cross section. We do have a fully enclosed lavatory in the cabin. We work it together with BMW Design Works to make the interior of the airplane very, very attractive to our customers. But other aspects of it are related to the design characteristics of the airplane. We designed this airplane for high utilization and low maintenance cost. It's a great airplane for those operators that will be flying a low number of flight hours per year, but also for those that will be flying these airplanes maybe 1,000 hours a year. Maintenance plans have been developed for that, accessibility to the airplane, making it a very reliable aircraft. It's a lot of points that we have working on. In the cockpit, we work it with Garmin, making it a very integrated cockpit. It's based on the Garmin G1000, a development from that. We call it the Prodigy flight deck, with systems integration, a lot of automation, reducing the pilot workload. In terms of performance, range, field length, these things will not be very different from our competitors' aircraft. One aspect, not all very light jets, they use the same performance rules for certification. In the case of the Phenom 100, we are certifying the airplane for the Part 23 in the Part 23 commuter category for performance figures. So this means that our performance figures will take into consideration engine failure during takeoff. We will have V1 speeds and other. I would say safety issues related to larger jets.
I think Eclipse has been on this path for the longest time, and we've learned a lot about the market. And as that market has evolved and looked and demands a private jet for travel, the opportunity to say, did we get it right back 8 years ago? Is one that it certainly feels that way. Today we have 38,000 flight hours of the fleet. That includes about 5,000 in flight test. So our customers are out there flying it and proving it every day. We think that we have the safest general aviation introduction of any aircraft with that record, and we're not afraid or ashamed to say that in any regard. What's coming up, and it goes back to a point I tried to make earlier, which was at an acquisition price of just $2.1 million, and then the operating costs, it really does come down to a factor of what does it take to travel. All the VLJs today are indeed a bit similar in performance, except when you get into the absolute operating cost, whether you take that on a 7-year MPV, whether you look at that just as acquisition and amortization or just fuel burn, regardless of how you slice it, we've proved over 2 years that we are the most economical aircraft. And in today's world, while we set out to build an airplane to introduce private jet travel to more and more people, and we wanted to do that with economics, frankly, kind of better lucky than good. Today's world of higher energy costs, We turn out to be the leader in things in environmental and smoke emissions and all the NOx emissions and certainly in fuel burn. And so that is a big deal in today's world, in especially in global markets. So at the end of the day, our airplane is the smallest of the VLJs. We make no mistakes. We certainly don't make any apologies. It's basic physics. The larger the airplane, the more weight, the more weight, the more thrust, the more thrust, the more fuel used. So anybody that's ridden an airplane, anybody that owns one, understands the comfort level and the 3 to 4 hour trip that is available. And I would put our product up against anybody, and the global demand, certainly the U.S. demand and the customers that are flying it, are indeed validating our product. And so we feel very good about where we are as a company. More importantly, we are basically taking a look within and stabilizing our company. And as much fun as it is to be around airplanes and sell product and fly airplanes, it's almost as hard to go stabilize a company and create a sustainable company that will be there for 5, 10, 20 years, to 30, 50, 100 years to support customers. And that's the stage that Eclipse is in now. So while this is a piece on VLJs, I think it's important to talk about the stability, even in times of uncertainty in the global financial markets, where Eclipse is today.
Well, we've looked at it a little bit different maybe than everybody. We chose a market to develop our certified product, which was the experimental market. It certainly has validated our belief that we needed to have more than one product. And I think that's a real key thing. We've looked at the VLJ market and believe every one of our aircraft are VLJs. They're all turbine engines. Some of them are turboprop and some of them are turbofan. On our single engine VLJ side, I believe that we are the largest. And I certainly agree with Adam that looking into the future and being able to ramp to manufacturing capacity very, very quickly and effectively in a small footprint of manufacturing space, that a composite aircraft is absolutely imperative there. An example that I can use that would be really evident of that, let's say that they were all the same weight, but we can take a part that if you had a non-composite structure might have anywhere from 1 to 5,000 parts in a fuselage. We have one part. And in a manufacturing process, when you're doing the production certificate, that is huge. A single piece fuselage is what it is that we build our new aircraft with. So I think that, and we're actually moving the Dynasty, our turboprop aircraft, into that technology. But our Victory and the Elite are utilizing that capability. We have 129 molds that build the entire green airframe. That is very, very efficient when you look at manufacturing. If you look at manufacturing, I got to be able to keep the cost down, and important. So, and even traditional aircraft manufacturers like Cessna, who's obviously a very, very strong aluminum company, now owns a composite company on the four passenger piston side. And I think they found that to be a very good acquisition for them. They're really understanding and learning how to build composite stuff. So I think that's the biggest deal for us. We've decided that the customer needs to decide what they want to fly. This isn't a field of dreams, build it and they will come. To us, it was, tell me what it is that you want. And we've given them four options: a small single engine turboprop that is 5 to 6 seats, that is about the size of the Eclipse, our single engine Victory, which is about the size of the Eclipse 500, and then the larger aircraft similar to the Phenom size. We believe that the very fast large cabin stuff is our elite category. And then obviously we have another turboprop. So we think that the customer is the one that needs to drive. Do I need a laboratory? Do I not need a laboratory? Do I want a small aircraft? Do I want a large aircraft? Do I want a single engine? Do I want a twin? The customer should decide that.
Next week, we'll bring you more excerpts, including audience Q&A. You'll find links to all four companies and to the NBAA website in the description block for this AeroCast.
You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.